So how many times have you been asked to do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? How many times have you been asked to do
it? Just a couple of times.
Will you ever do it?
I don't know.
That'd be brilliant.
Oh, you're doing it this year!
No, I'm not doing it this year.
You're a bit cagey about it.
No, but never say never, do you? But I don't know how good I'd be. I don't know.
Bugs.
What makes it good on I'm... What makes a good contestant or a celebrity on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, then? What do you mean you don't know how good you'd be?
Well, I think I'd be so rubbish that people would keep picking me for trials.
Right, doing the trials and stuff.
It would be that thing where everyone does it on purpose just to see me cry.
Did that with Helen Flanagan, didn't they?
Yeah, but that she was particularly bad.
Were you surprised?
I love Helen Flanagan with all of my heart, but she should never have gone on
that
show.
So she was Rosie in Coronation Street. Were you surprised how she came across in that show, or is it because it was the real person?
No, I think she came across as, you know, I thought she was quite sweet on it. I just think she was rubbish at the trials, and I think we all kind of knew she would be rubbish at the trials.
Obviously I wouldn't be very good at the trials, but I also don't think I'd be very good at not eating food, and I don't eat food, then I become
tired. See, that doesn't bother me.
Really?
That doesn't bother me. I literally, you know how people go, oh, I love food, I love food, I love that.
You've just been nibbling some nuts during that
I literally
that
eat food to live.
Right, are you not bothered about it?
Not really.
Oh, man. Really?
I mean, I eat, obviously, because I get hungry,
What about a steak? Nice gatto?
Now, cake, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could eat cake.
Get some cakes
a
in
nice gatto. I've never had gatto for years.
Let's get some gatto. Big John at breakfast. Hallam FM.